Uncle Eddie, the Pied Piper by Joyce L. Cooper. Uncle Eddie reminded me of the Pied Piper. He drew kids to him with his enthusiasm and ability to make everything fun. He also drew the family together. On day trips to the homestead, the aunts would spread quilts on the ground and sit and visit. There was plenty of food and laughter. Uncle Eddie showed me my first horned toad and found an empty can for me to carry it around in. One afternoon I was hot and tired and didn't want to climb the mountain. Anytime we were bored, we were sent to climb Sierra Trigo. Uncle Eddie came along and asked me why I was sitting on a rock and not climbing with the others. I told him I was just too tired. He knelt down beside me and asked, "How'd you like to ride a horse?" I was puzzled because I couldn't see any horses. He saw my confusion and explained, "Well, we'll just have to find you one." I knew that Uncle Eddie could do just about anything, so I followed him to the edge of some pine trees. He reached up and pulled a little sapling over until it touched the ground. Then he taught me how to get on and ride it like a horse. You know, that little tree bounced up and down, and I rode that tree horse for a long time. Many times when some of us were strolling down the main street of St. John's, Uncle Eddie would yell, "Hey kids, come on and I'll treat you to a picture show." The Whiting brothers owned the theater. No matter how the movie was, when we left the theater he always smiled and sighed, "Wasn't that a wonderful show?" I don't think he ever saw a movie he didn't like. When the carnival came to town, the equipment and rides were set up on the property Uncle Eddie owned, blocking off the street. In return, he was given a big roll of tickets for the rides. We kids enjoyed every ride. It was wonderful because we certainly couldn't afford the nickel tickets. He bought us whatever treats we wanted, too. Uncle Eddie and Aunt Ethel had a wonderful house in St. John's with a huge front yard, big trees and a vacant lot next door, the perfect place to play No Bears Out Tonight or Kick the Can. One day a group of cousins and friends got tired of playing the same old games and we were sitting around on the front steps. Uncle Eddie came out and in a moment assessed the situation. "How about a new game?" he said. Then in a mysterious voice, almost a whisper, he asked, "Have you ever played murder?" He turned to Merwin and asked him to show us how to play murder. Merwin tore up a paper square for each one of us, marked an 10 for the victim on one, and an A for the attorney on another, and then shuffled and placed them inside a hat. When the victim was grabbed, they would scream, then the lights would be turned on and the trial would begin. I hid, for safety, under the long tablecloth of the dining room table until each murder took place. It was such a fun evening. Uncle Eddie made me feel like I was very special, helping me through some bumpy times in my childhood.